Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of April 23rd, 2012. It starts with a cover story on surfactants. Consumers are demanding that detergents perform, especially with oleochemicals. Buyers and sellers of oleochemicals are focusing on product performance and efficiency in production systems rather than on green and sustainable aspects. Downstream end users say performance is the top factor. My customers don't care if a product is green or not, they just look at performance, one U.S. buyer says. Similar viewpoints emerge, whether the discussion is about a green theme or about sustainability. Basically, the product has to perform according to standards, and the base of end users willing to discuss taking higher prices that encompass producers' costs involved in sustainability or green issues is small. The special features continue with a look at the pricing of natural surfactant feedstocks. The estimated $25 billion market for surfactants is important to many industries, but consumer products in fabric care and personal care are the most important, accounting for about 65% of the total global use. The core surfactants used for these products have a high dependency on raw material costs. Today, about 66% of them come from natural fats and oils, with the remainder coming from synthetic raw materials from petrochemicals. Even though price levels for natural surfactant feedstocks have moderated, they remain at historically high levels, which has damaged demand in some markets. Then, ICE's Chemical Business presents its quarterly China Outlook Special Report. The urbanization of China's population will not necessarily translate to higher profitability for polymers producers as consumers seek performance at low cost. If much of this increased urbanization is going to involve former rural residents trapped in severe poverty by Western standards, they will hardly be rushing out to buy BMWs and Louis Vuitton handbags. Meanwhile, in the rest of this issue, two ICIS editors give their opinions on the recent nationalization of YPF, one of Argentina's key oil and gas groups. Then, in the regularly scheduled columns in ICIS Chemical Business, we take a look at butadiene in both Asia, where spot prices are falling, and the U.S., where butadiene output is plunging. After that, we look at methanol. Momentum is building to blend methanol into gasoline in North America. Among the advantages, methanol is cheap to produce, especially considering the falling price of natural gas in North America. Methanol is also a high-octane fuel, which is favored by engine manufacturers, and it can be made from multiple feedstocks that are in abundance. However, it would probably be at least 5 years before large amounts of methanol would be blended into U.S. auto fuel. Then we examine the global market for polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. PVC is waiting for a recovery in the construction sector. The global downturn hit PVC hard, but multiple signs point to a strong recovery, at least in North America. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.